Our prayers and sympathy goes out to so many of our friends that's going through sickness, and especially our so many friends that's fighting a battle with cancer this morning. You really have our prayers and sympathy. What if we didn't have our friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, to go to for comfort in times of sorrow in our lives? And our prayer and sympathy really goes out to Mildred Rose this morning in the illness of her father. We feel sure she's got a great reward in the world to come for the way she's dedicated her life to take care of her mother and father. It's really inspiration to a lot of people to see anybody that's willing to take care of their parents in these evil days we are going through now. This morning, I'd like for us to think about the commandments of God. Our only hope in America is to stop and line our society up with the holy laws of God. How are you going to determine any more laws for our young people without the commandments of God? It's really a serious time in America. I feel like that we are on the brink of the final judgments of God unless we do come back to God and begin to fear God and keep His commandments again. When we see the awful condition of schools in America, dope and alcohol and where our society is going, we really need to come back and anchor our nation upon the laws of God and our lives upon the laws of God. It's impossible to have the blessings of heaven upon us when we rebel against the commandments and laws of God. Did it ever occur to you that God blesses and curses nations and individuals according to their attitude towards His holy laws? After all, the sin against God's law is what sin really is. Sin is a transgression of God's holy laws according to the Word of God. We need to come back and use God's laws as a mirror for a nation to look at and the individual to look into and see what God's attitude toward us really is. And when you read down through the Bible and see what's happened to nations that's gone on before us, you wonder how much farther America can go. We can look at the laws of God or the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that they are both perfect. We hear so much criticism of the laws of God, but the Bible says that they are perfect and they'll last forever. And we're going to meet the laws of God, yonder in the judgment. God's holy law towards the universe, heaven, and everything else has always been, all souls are mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Did you ever think about the laws of heaven? When Lucifer, one of the angels, led a rebellion in heaven, they decided that they was going to exalt themselves above the stars of God and be like the Most High. God executed judgment speedily upon them holy angels that rebelled even yonder in heaven. And the Bible says they are in everlasting chains in the blackness of darkness forever. It's really something for us to think about. What an awful thing it is to sin against the holy God and his holy laws again in our own lives and in the lives of our nation. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, it gives you a picture of what sin really is. Adam sinned, and God executed judgment upon Adam and Eve speedily in the Garden of Eden. They was banished from the Garden of Eden and a world of sorrow, go out in a cursed world in sorrow to earn their bread. And not only that, the descendants of Adam is under that curse. You and me, our bodies is under that curse. Dust thou art, and the dust shalt our bodies return. So that ought to cause us to make haste and line our lives and our nation up again with the laws of God. That's the only hope for our children in our school, to find out what the moral laws really is and what good and evil is. We done come into a time now when we don't know good from evil. We call evil good and good evil, like Israel did just before God destroyed them. Here's what the Bible says over in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man as we live here upon this earth. That's what the Bible says. And the reason in the 14th verse, he says the reason that we need to fear God and keep his commandments. And they're going to be out yonder in the judgment, still in force. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Each one of us need to stop and realize what an awful scripture this is. The Bible says that every idle word we speak, we're going to have to give an account in the judgment with every secret thing in our lives, whether it be good or whether it be evil. It's really something to think about when you look at the eternal, everlasting Word of God and at the laws of God. But there's one verse of Scripture that I'd like to read to you this morning. There's a reason that we're going on in darkness without returning to God and His holy law. Over in the 8th chapter of Ecclesiastes, it says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. You notice, against the angels in heaven, the Lord executed judgment speedily upon them. And Adam in the Garden of Eden, sentence was executed speedily upon him. And in the Old Testament, but now God is long-suffering. And everyone in rebellion against God, you may not believe in the Bible, but you better be thankful that you're still in the long-suffering time with God, when he's not executing judgment speedily. In the Old Testament, when they violated the laws of God, they'd try them and take them out and stone them to death speedily. Judgment would be executed speedily. But now, this verse of Scripture, let me read it to you again. Because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, we are in a time of the long sufferings of God. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. We're living in a time when people put the judgment way on yonder somewhere and put far off the evil days. They're going to be way on over the hill somewhere when God executes judgment. But that judgment will finally come. And here in America, we've created such a society to our poor young children. It's might near impossible for them to face the society. I have some grandchildren now that's trying to go out and establish a home, and we've about lost the desire to do that among our young people. It's such a mountain to climb. We in America and each one of us as individuals has forgotten that we are strangers and pilgrims in this earth. This world is not our home. We're just going on down through it. The Bible says we are going about to our long home. When life on this earth ends, then our bodies, according to the Bible, is still under the curse of Adam, is going back to the dust from whence it came. But the spirit and the soul returns back unto God who gave it. And since God given us breath and gave us a soul and a body for that soul to dwell in, why shouldn't we fear God and keep His commandments? Because the Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ has got the key of death and hell in His hand, according to the book of Revelations. And when He turns that key of death on you, all your violations of God's law is going to be over forever. And we're all headed, our bodies back to the dust and our spirits back to God who gave it. And we've forgotten God's holy law. And we've also forgotten that faith without works is dead. When we come back into the presence of God, we're going to need a life of good works. We got to work, so if you mention works, the people, they'll say, oh, you're trying to get to heaven by your works. But I'll guarantee you when you go into the judgment out yonder just beyond death, that your works is going to be mighty important. I just read you where we're all going to have to meet our life out yonder in that judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That ought to startle each one of our minds this morning. As I'm trying to bring the eternal everlasting word of God to you, America already is guilty before God, and anyone that's lost without the Lord Jesus Christ, you're already condemned. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish now. God was long-suffering with the people in Noah's day. He threatened to send the flood and destroy them all. But He was long-suffering. He said, I'm going to give you 120 years to prepare for that great flood. And the Lord has given each one of us time this morning, our nation time, to repent and return to God. But finally, the day come when God executed judgment speedily on the world of Noah's day. And I feel like that day is near at hand unless we have a great turning to God and His laws and commandments in America. In Noah's day, God warned them people. He gave them 120 years in His long suffering, but He warned them that His Spirit would not always strive with man. And if I could issue a warning to each one, listen to me, it would be this. The striving with the Holy Spirit down in your soul won't last forever. And it finally run out in Noah's day. So we need to really think seriously. We journey on to the long ages of eternity. When God finally turns the key of death on us as a nation or individual, all our rebellion and violating God's laws is going to be over for all eternity. You have an option now to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and begin to fear God and keep His commandments before that key is turned on you and before it's turned on this nation. And after God finally turned the key of death upon our bodies, then we're going to have to meet that judgment. The final doom is going to be executed upon all that know not God and have not surrendered their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and presented their bodies a temple for the Holy Spirit. And there God is going to execute that awful second death on the great multitudes that's lived in this world according to the Word of God. And that awful second death is when God said that they're going to be cast. The holy angels is going to cast them up into that lake of fire, was forsaken by God throughout all eternity. Turn to God as a nation that each individual don't know the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, lest this awful second death happen to you.